killers, murderers, decoding the crime verse.
911, what's your emergency?
What's up? Welcome to another episode of Decoding the Crime Verse. I am Nolzi Lee.
And I am Danny.
And this week, we are doing something that's very gruesome. I had flashbacks to the crazy man who was eating out of skulls.
Okay, but do you not think this is really, like, it's intriguing?
Intriguingly like, disgusting.
Okay, no, but like, can I tell you, when I first found out about it, I was watching a TV show called Timeless. And they did, it was about people who time traveled. And one of the episodes, they go back and then they end up staying in this hotel.
Yeah.
But they didn't realize it was this hotel.
Yeah.
And I knew everything in the show was based on real historical events. And I went and Googled and I was like, this is so cool. Not cool in that way, but cool because it's, yeah.
But, so this week's topic is the murder castle.
Yes.
And the guy who built stupid murder. I can't even be nice to him. Usually I'm nice to the criminals. This guy it would be on another level. So the guy who built the murder castle, his name is H.H. Holmes. He was an American serial killer. One of the first, actually. Yes.
Mm.
This guy was a revolutionary.
We see you, H.H. Holmes.
And he was active from December 1891. I wish he could take away December because that's my month. Ew. To November 1894.
Well, November's mine, so.
What's wrong with us? This man.
That question, I think, should have been asked a long time ago. But anyway.
That's why we're on the show. Despite his confession to 27 murders while awaiting execution, Holmes was convicted and sentenced to death for only one. Only one murder. that of an accomplice and business partner, Benjamin
Pitzel? I think.
We'll say
I
it like
said
that.
Pretzel.
Yeah. He can't come back for us.
Yeah, he's dead. So.
So he is known for his creation of the OG, the infamous murder castle. And besides being a serial killer, Holmes was a con artist and a trigamist and the subject of more than 50 lawsuits in Chicago alone. And he was only convicted for one murder.
This man's, you know, these are the criminals. These ones.
No, I can't do them.
What?
Anyone else? I can't.
You know
he's
what?
Edward
you
Gein
always
for me.
You and my fun.
No, but he's Edward Gein for me. Like, I'm
he
really
not,
trying
he,
to
did
like
he
him.
He eat his victims? No.
We don't know.
That is true.
Exactly.
Okay, maybe I should
and
just
he killed children. That draws the line for me. You know, once you start going after children, I can't. My heart is not there for you. Not that murder. My heart is not.
Yeah, wait.
My heart is not for criminals, but like, they, you know, like, Al Capone.
There's
like,
a section in my
there's
heart.
There's a section. A but small
it's,
section.
It's love, but it's not love.
You
it
know what I mean? D.B. Coopers. These people are people that...
You have to understand, when we say we love crime, it's not because we want to commit said crime. We
or
want crime to happen.
Encouraging you guys to
it's
do crime.
It's just that
or
we...
There's just something...
It's just interesting.
I was about to say special.
Crime
yeah, it's
is
interesting.
Special.
Let's leave it at interesting.
Yes. So we are going to tell you a story. It is... Because... We'll explain, but it is a made-up story, so it's not fact.
Fictional.
It's fiction.
Yes.
But just to kind of set the scene
and spice it up. So you inside
just a
the
bit.
Okay, no, don't go inside the castle.
No, they'll hear what they are gonna go in the.
Okay, we'll just, you're gonna go in the castle.
Are you fine?
No, I'm like bracing myself.
Here is the story of the murder castle. Grace Harrington arrived on the steps of the World's Fair Hotel in her favorite pale pink dress. The bustle of the carriages and street life behind her faded as she took in the immense structure which stood before her. It certainly had earned the name, The Castle. Grace tugged on her cream lace gloves before picking up her small suitcase, which was only big enough to hold a weekend's worth of clothing, which was perfect for this occasion.
I like Grace.
Me too. After all, she only planned to be visiting the fair until Sunday, but the bag still held a considerable weight. She tucked up her skirt and ascended the stairs. The reception was decorated in shades of brown, and there was a vase of flowers on the reception desk that looked in a desperate need of a good watering. The room was unnaturally dark and had a dense, musty, and damp smell.
Dun, dun, dun.
Behind the desk stood a tall, pale man with an interesting shaped
mustache. Run! Run! Run, Grace! Okay, sorry.
He lifted his bowler hat in greeting, a sly grin on his face. Welcome to the World's Fair Hotel. My name is Dr. Holmes. How may I help you? A room for one for the weekend, please, said Grace. Dr. Holmes took an old brass key off the rack behind him and handed it to her. Room 203, up and to the left. Grace gave her thanks before wandering up the stairs. Her boots were killing her and she was looking forward to just lying down after the long journey. Her room was dimly lit with no windows to take in her surroundings, and Grace was beginning to rethink her decisions to stay at the castle. Everything about the building just seemed off. From the strange third step on the staircase to the dingy hallway to the fact that there seemed to be no one else around. But as for now, she was too tired to go looking for somewhere else to stay. She kicked off her boots and sank into the bed, intending to get a few hours rest until she made a decision on whether to continue her stay there or not. She drifted off into sleep, but was soon pulled out by a sharp, sweet smell. The rest of her memories came in pieces, although it was more like a dream than a memory. Emerging from behind the cabinet, the numb feeling of her body as she was scooped into his arms, the cold metal table beneath her, and the now wicked grin on Dr. Holmes' face. The pain started soon after that, and then there was only blackness.
Grace, I'm so sorry. I like Grace.
So Grace is not a real person. If there was a Grace Harrington alive in 1800s, well, that's been a very big coincidence because I just randomly picked the name.
Yeah, hopefully no one's going, is that what happened to great? No, it's not. It's not. It's a fictional story.
It's fictional.
I still like her, though, more than I like the killer.
Well, duh. I mean,
you know, sometimes you can't feel sorry for the victims. Like the Abingdale victims, you couldn't feel sorry for them.
Yeah,
like, how many times? Just saying.
So let's look at Mr. H.H. Holmes. And he was actually born Herman Webster Mudgett. I think that's how you say it.
Mudgett.
Mudgett.
That's such an ugly name. I changed my name too.
And he changed his name to Dr. Henry Howard Holmes, known as H.H. Holmes. He's born on May 16th, 1861.
Wait, at what point does someone with the initials H.H.H. strike you as a psycho? Because I'd be like, H.H.H.
Well,
me and names, I don't know what it is.
Well, I mean, the reason my mom didn't call my brother Ethan is because she didn't like that his initials would be E.E. So,
see?
So it is weird. Sometimes you can't help it if your parents gave you the name. But I mean, he chose it.
Exactly.
Actually. He died on May 7th, 1898, and the cause of death was execution. So he actually changed his name after he abandoned his wife and child in 1885. So ready? Red flags.
I wonder what he ate as his last meal. Did they give him a last meal?
I don't know if they did that in the 1800s.
Hopefully they didn't, because he didn't deserve to eat.
He enjoyed a privileged childhood and was unusually intelligent for his early age. I feel like this is a common thread, intelligence.
Yeah.
Who was the guy who read the encyclopedia by the age of 10?
Didn't we do that guy last week?
The guy who killed Versace. That one. I'm trying to figure out. Yeah, so I feel like, And there was some haunting signs, like He practiced surgery on animals, and sometimes he was linked to a death of a friend. So Mans is a little bit sketchy.
Yeah.
He lived his life of crime with frauds and scams. Again, very common thread we seem to pick up on the show.
Yeah.
Lots of fraudsters. And he changed his name to Holmes, and it's apparently like in tribute to Sherlock Holmes. Don't know who Sherlock Holmes is. Stop listening to the show. You're not worthy to listen to the show.
Okay, please come back. Like, I know she just chased you away, but like,
I'm joking, guys. Sherlock Holmes is like, yeah, it's a very special place in my heart. Anyway, Topic for another day. He arrived in Chicago after leaving his wife and started up a pharmacy and then started to build his hotel. And the reason why this hotel became such a thing was because at the time there was this World's Fair, and basically what it was like an anniversary for Columbus's discovery of the Americas. So they had like these huge like monuments and stores, and it was like, it wasn't like a week fair, it like lasted months. So like it drew over 27 million people to Chicago, and I mean, that's a lot of people considering it was the 1800s.
And everybody else is like, this is a perfect business opportunity, I'm going to make money. And he's like, this is the perfect opportunity to get business.
I mean, especially like now you've got all these people needing places to stay. Yeah. It's the perfect setting to create a hotel where you murder your guests. I mean, man's just using his brain.
Yeah.
We appreciate that. We don't. I'm just saying. And basically, after Chicago, he fled and started becoming suspicious. Obviously, everyone who stays there is disappearing. And then he fled to Fort Worth. And he was going to build a new castle with his little man, Mr. Benjamin Pitzel. But then again, people started sniffing around. And so he didn't. Then he killed Benjamin. And he killed Benjamin's kids. That wasn't great.
Can we just say how he lied to Benjamin? I don't like this
man. No, not just that. He lied to Benjamin, but then after killing Benjamin, he pursued his wife.
Wait, let's start this story from scratch so you understand the context of how evil this man is. Firstly, okay, Benjamin was not a saint. I'm going to start
there. Jamie was his assistant.
Benjamin and him planned that they'd fake Benjamin's death. Now, don't ever do that with the cycle. Well, I guess you don't know who. Okay, so they planned
that. Let them draw a circle, then you'll know.
They were going to fake his death, and then they were going to take the insurance money, and then obviously build
the new
World
one.
Fair number two.
In
Texas. Then this guy decided, why would we fake his death when I like killing people?
So then he just killed him.
Why don't I just kill the man and take his insurance?
And then pursued his wife.
And then took his children.
Yeah.
And then killed his children. What kind of a... Like, this man... I don't have sympathy. I don't like him.
Well, eventually, the police discovered Benjamin's... Oh, no. One of Benjamin's child's bodies. So, no, sorry. It wasn't Benjamin's body. And that's when they were like, what's happening here?
Yeah.
So they arrested him. And then they went back to his little murder castle, and they started to see some very shady things.
Yeah.
Holmes claimed he killed over 200 people. We cannot confirm that because they never found 200 bodies, and we'll get to that later. The most they can pin to him is 9.
Yeah, but like 9, the FBI 200. Has disappointed us in the CIA.
Yeah.
Stupid stuff. Wait, FBI again.
And they basically, they started to investigate the building. They found very funny stuff, but we'll look at the actual building itself and get into more detail of that later. And basically, he did confess to murdering Pitzel and his two daughters.
Yeah.
And then, like I said, most people think he could have killed about 9, but we could never know. It's the same with, like, Jack the Ripper, the Zodiac. You could never...
But do you think he would lie?
Actually... Yeah, but we've seen it. How many times in prison did these idiots come and confess to murdering JFK or murdering
because
this person or murdering that person?
Because some of the people he confessed to murdering were found alive. So I suppose maybe he was just
again,
trying
again, it's
to
like, us is cuckoo crazy.
But 200.
I killed 200 people. I'm high up there, circular.
Now find them. And then the police go scattering and then they can't find nobody.
But, you know, apparently in prison he started up fraud scams as well. So my man was living the life, eh?
No, I still can't. I can't connect to this.
And can I tell you what Holmes said about himself? Okay, because he authored his own autobiography. Because he's... We love it when they write their own things, but we always
ask them. Anything I can commend him on, at least.
And this is what he said. I could not help the fact that I was a murderer. No more than a poet can help the inspiration to sing.
But poets don't sing. That's how you know he's a psycho.
You're
a psycho. My guy, you're a psycho. Please don't get up from the dead and come after me. But you are
what
serious.
Do? Okay, let's fix this. If you had to say no more than a poet can help the inspiration to...
Write poetry. Or to...
Poet.
Rhyme.
to rhyme.
You see,
yeah,
poets don't sing.
Which I mean, poem? Sometimes poems get turned into songs.
Yeah, but they don't sing. I do poetry and I don't sing.
Imagine.
Psycho. This man.
But here's a very interesting theory, and I want to talk about this quickly. So, if you listened a couple of weeks ago, we did an episode on Jack the Ripper. And now there is a theory, because if you think about it, Jack the Ripper was in the late 1700s, and my man did disappear just summer after his fifth killing.
Yeah.
So, there is a theory
that he moved.
That my man's picked up his bags and went from London to Chicago and changed his name to H.H. Holmes and continued his killing. However, unfortunately, as much as I wish that was the case, because that's so cool, DNA tested that he was H.H. Holmes, born and raised in America. So, unfortunately, that was debunked.
Because he told people that he killed prostitutes.
I'm sorry. If he had been Jack the Ripper, my man's would have been the most epic serial killer. You go
okay,
from
maybe,
being Jack the Ripper to Murder Castle.
Yeah.
In two different continents.
You see then. Then I would have given him props. Even if I didn't like him, then I would have been like,
that is how we do things.
Okay, no, not really.
Not really.
But like, I get I really wish that was the case. Like, could we just scrub DNA? How good were the DNA tests back in the day? You know, the FBI have lied before. They really have lied before.
They found Jack the Ripper and they don't want to tell us.
Yes. No. Yes. They didn't want to tell us it's the same person because then they failed in two continents. They failed. They failed to...
Come after us.
Please don't come after us.
But like, you failed two continents. How are you feeling? How are you feeling right now?
Don't tell us how you feel, please, because then you have to come and tell us.
Go take a nice, good look in the mirror. And see how you're feeling.
Could it be? That would really be a twist
of
life.
Can I be honest with you? Yeah. If someone wrote a book about this, I'd pick it up right now.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Yeah.
Right now, I'd go into the shops and purchase said book. Because that would be so cool.
Can someone make a movie where Jack the Ripper and H.H. Holmes are the same
person? There is a series called H.H. Holmes or The Murder Castle. It's only 3 episodes.
No, but they need to put the two stories together.
Someone please.
Any
famous authors. Fiction authors,
you know what I mean.
Don't you want to pick it up?
Please
and thank you.
Together,
I'll read it.
And then please give us credit for giving you the.
Yeah, just name a character after us.
Thank you.
Not one of the victims, though. I'd like to live.
Yeah, me too. I also wanna make it to the end of the book. But castle.
Let's talk about the murder castle. Now, first of all, it set fire. While he was in prison. And there are no actual photos of the inside. So there are a couple of like architecture designs and stuff like that. But there's actually no one right now could go and then look what was inside. And so sometimes a lot of people say it's probably quite over exaggeration about what was inside. But here's another interesting thing. When he was building the castle, he'd like hire one contract of builders for like a month.
Yeah.
And they'd be like, no, I fire you. And then he'd hire some. But they'd work on different parts.
Yeah.
They never actually knew the bigger picture of what he was building.
Yeah.
That is smart.
500 IQ right there, I'm just saying. So that's also why then no one kind of picked up on what he was actually doing. Because, I mean...
Can I just
when you've got so many people involved in little parts, I mean, no one's going to piece together...
That if this man is... Sorry, I'm just going back to Jack the Ripper.
Ah!
It just makes so much sense. This guy studied to be a doctor.
We said Jack the Ripper had to be a doctor.
He had to be a doctor in order to perform all of those gruesome...
I'm telling you, we've decoded this. H.H. Holmes is Jack the Ripper. End of story. I'm just telling you.
Just say.
Yeah. So the whole reason why this hotel and stuff was called now the Murder Castle was because it was said that he booby-trapped and like had like... It was literally a labyrinth of, like, hallways and staircases.
Yeah.
And apparently you could get lost. Knowing me, I would get lost.
Yeah, me too.
Because I just
I think I'd open the first door and see it leads to nowhere and get myself out of there. If I saw a staircase that leads to nowhere, at that point in time, I don't even want to ask any questions. I'm taking my stuff and I'm gone.
Yeah, if I was Grace, I would have been gone when I saw the man.
Grace, why didn't you leave?
Yeah, shame, Grace. You didn't think that
he was pale and he was standing there really.
And he didn't water his flowers.
And he didn't water his flowers. Mm.
Anyway, it did close. Obviously, it caught fire and was gutted, and it's now a post office. And apparently, under it is still the basement of the original. And the reason why it was called a castle is because it actually took up nearly a whole block. That's how big it was. That, I mean, this wasn't some tiny, tiny little, like, this thing. Literally, I honestly would probably get lost. So let's look at some of, like, the interesting things that, obviously, again, no pictures, we can't confirm.
FBI and you people. Again. Things burning down and things going missing. Seriously.
Apparently, the theory is that the locals burned it down because it was getting too much, like, unwanted attention from, like, tourists and stuff like that. But that's just a theory. So if we go into the castle, on the bottom floor was shops.
Yeah.
And the reception. Then on the second floor was, like, hotel rooms. And then the third floor was kind of like his apartment. Personal house and, like, a few other apartments where people could stay. And then, obviously, we had the basement, which literally ran the building, the length of the building. It is, if you want to ever go there, it is 661 W 63rd St. Chicago, Illinois. So, it's in Chicago. Go find it. You'll find it. Mm-hmm. Probably. They've probably got signs and stuff. Just look for the post office! Here you go. So they were said, so at the bottom there was like a drugstore and a barbershop and a candy store. There was a jewelry store. So like general, just normal. I mean, when you look at the castle, it doesn't look
like anything weird anything, is happening there. Yeah.
Anything big. And on the second floor had over like 40 rooms. I mean, that's a lot.
Yeah.
Now here's the thing. On one of the stairs, there was a pressure point that if you stepped on it, it would send like a signal to homes. So he knew who was moving around his hotel. So he knew where everyone was.
That's creepy.
At all times.
That's
so like,
creepy.
In his office, all his like windows were closed. Like literally when they were describing this in when we were researching, they're like the hotel literally had no windows.
Yeah.
He had closed everything up. He also had controls in his office that controlled the heating, gas, and electricity for all the rooms.
Yeah.
So at click of a finger, he could be like, oh, room 203, let's turn off the electricity, or let's put the gas. Like, do you see? So already it's like...
creepy.
Many of the rooms had, like, peepholes where he could, like, see into the room. There were rooms. There were doors. If you opened the brick wall behind the door. Why?
I think
what is the point?
No, this man was
there were
crazy.
Staircases that led to nowhere.
Yeah.
Led to a dead end.
Because if you're trying to run away from this man and you really think that's the door, you're going to run.
Exactly.
To
you're trying to, now think about it. Let's say you realize something's going wrong. He's busy putting your gas in the room. You're going to try run. And then you run up the stairs. Oh, no, there's nowhere to go.
And then there he is standing in the hallway looking at you. And you guessed
exactly.
out, so you're half conscious, half...
Exactly, people can't run away. You open the door, there's a brick wall.
That is
what
a nightmare.
What are you going to do?
That
okay.
is a nightmare.
He had, like, this vault that apparently was airtight and soundproof, and there were scuff marks on the wall. So, like, people had obviously trying to get out. There was a dumbwaiter that went from his third floor to his basement that was big enough for a body. Just saying. It's big enough. Several of the rooms didn't have windows. There was one, the door was like half the size of a normal door. It's like, guys, I honestly think it's for the whole thing of like confusing people when they're in there. Because honestly, I wouldn't know what to do. So there were rooms that had like gas valves that you couldn't turn off from inside the room.
Yeah.
There were like passageways like behind the rooms that you could only get through certain ways, and then like that meant he could walk behind people's rooms and like listen into their conversations or look into their rooms or even get into their rooms. Like
this is just as scary as I'm like imagining myself in this place, and I'm so hopeless already. I'm just like, kill me. Because where do you go? What do you do? He's the only person that knows.
There were
what on earth is going on here?
In the basement, there were two large pits, apparently said for getting rid of animal remains. Because he claimed he taught medical students in the basement how to do, like, autopsies on animals. Just to, like, practice. Sure.
At what point do you go, but no medical students come to this mat? I don't know. I'm just
nosy
neighbor that's like... Isn't this
I'm not like,
me too.
What's happening? What's going on?
Why are there weird chimneys? Like,
I wouldn't want it. If I was one of the stores, I'd move.
Me too. I'd move. I'd be like, this man is—he's coming for me next.
And if you see him, he does look kind of creepy.
He does. No, definitely is creepy.
And like they found a dissection table with like medical interest. There was a gas tank. Why? Why do we have a gas tank? Why? Please explain.
Just the method of him wanting to dissect and all of these and things. I mean, I'm telling you, Jack the Ripper is here.
100%. And like he was a doctor. He was, I mean, in the pharmacy, he knows like how to mix drugs and stuff like that. Like he wasn't someone didn't not know what he. I mean, he's a qualified doctor. Okay. He like they said they also found like assortments of med and then a crematorium. Okay. You know, we only said confirmed 9. You want to know why? He burnt all the other ones.
Yeah.
All the other 291s are in that crematorium. I'm convinced.
Probably are. You know what? The FBI and the CIA, please don't come after me. They knew how big of a stuff up this was, and they did. They took a lot of measures to cover it up.
Especially because it was at this huge world event that had like 27 million people.
How do you then say this guy actually did kill 200 people? This guy was Jack the Ripper.
But I also feel like, I mean, okay, I'll give him a little bit of credit because it was 1890. They didn't have what we have today.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I mean, they didn't know what was happening until they found the body of Benjamin's child and then went and searched the castle.
Yeah.
And that's when all these like theories and stuff like that. I think he killed more than 9 people. I think he was a lunatic.
Me too.
I mean,
I think a guy like this, and why I say do you believe him when he said he killed 200 people, a guy like this is someone who probably takes notes.
My thing is,
calculated.
He's calculating, but not only down. You know, like, I also feel like he's like, he's a doctor. So he's a very academic person. Yeah. And academic likes to take pride in their work. So he's built this literal murder castle. My guy is full on going to take responsibility.
He won't kill 9 people. Why build an entire block?
And I mean, an entire block and then... And another thing is, if it was only 9, okay, and 9 is a lot easier to get away with than like 200.
Yeah.
I don't think he would have had as big a reason to leave when people started breathing down his neck if he had only killed
9.
And I mean, to think about it, those 9 were actually killed, well, like most of those 9, if you count Benjamin and his children, were killed after he left Chicago.
Yeah.
So it means he would have only killed like 4 or 5 people in the hotel.
No. And I just... There were 40 rooms on the second floor. I just want you to bear that in mind. And
I mean,
people were coming and going.
And like, it was actually very well illustrated in the TV show, because the one lady, she's a history teacher, and she's like, I can't remember why I know this hotel's name. You know when you just don't put it together? And they're staying in this hotel, and then you see the, like, the gas comes through, like, this little hole in the wall, and that's when she clicked, she's like, oh, flip, he's H.H. Holmes, whatever.
Yeah.
And that, in that case, they did make him out to be quite a villain.
Yeah.
But, I mean... Why build such an elaborate place if
you're only going to kill 9 people?
You do get your... I mean, I know there's serial killers. There's one. I cannot remember their names right now. I mean, they kill over 1,000 people.
Yeah.
And you do get... I mean, you get the people who will do your couple, 3, 4, maybe 5.
And if you look at the dates, this guy was there for 3 years. You're not telling me in 3 years.
And especially as someone who's as...
Years.
Who's as psycho as he is, he's not going to have the self-control to stop himself from killing.
Yeah.
And, I mean, you have literally access to rooms. You have the access to literally turn their lights off.
The intent of this thing is to kill people. So I'm not going to build it and then go, I mean, I'll kill
them. He himself said, I was born a murderer. My man's new. He knew. So... I do think, maybe it wasn't 200, maybe it was 150, could have been 3, we don't know, we never will know, especially if he did burn all the bodies, because, well, that evidence is gone by now, I mean, it's like 200
And they won't
later.
Tell us how many people, they just went missing, they won't tell us that.
But here's another thing, think about it, World Trade Fair. You've got people from all around the world.
Oh, yes.
How do you know who's come into your country and who hasn't come? If, for example, you had someone then going back to London, say I go from London, I get there, and I end up dead in this hotel.
Yeah.
If I miss my boat, they were like, oh, fine, then she must just get another boat. Yeah. They don't go looking for you. If you miss your flight at the airport, they don't phone you, are you alive?
Yeah.
No, they just, now you must just get you must sort your own self out. They don't care. So you've got all these foreign people in the country at this time, in this place. How do you track who was in there and who wasn't?
And this is over months. And this is over months for 3 years.
I think if people went in, he wouldn't have killed everyone who went in, because that would have been too suspicious. Yeah. But I also feel like the people, if he's like, say I walk in and I'm what he wants to kill, then I promise you, he would not have written my name down in a guest book.
No.
So you would actually never know who went in and out these doors.
Yeah.
Jack the Ripper, Mr. H.H. Holmes. Wish I could speak to him.
And Jack the Ripper also named himself, and H.H. Holmes also named himself.
There's too many connections.
This guy's the same.
Well,
person.
I mean that the ancestor of H.H. Holmes says he has proof that H.H. Holmes is Jack the Ripper.
I believe you.
So, me too.
I believe
Can we see said proof?
Yeah. Please? I just sent it to us.
Don't send it to the FBI. They'll destroy it. But just send it to us.
Yeah.
Please.
We won't destroy it.
We won't.
And then FBI, we don't have it if you're coming. We don't have it.
Yeah.
Anytime they send it to us, we still won't.
But I thought this was quite interesting. Yeah. I mean, to actually go and build a whole hotel to kill people.
Crazy.
It was quite fascinating. But that is it for this week.
Yes, for another week. This is Nancy Lee.
And Danny.
No mourners.
No funerals.
Like what you're listening to? Follow us on Gab and Twitter at ActiveFM, Instagram at ActiveFM777, and Facebook at /ActiveFM.